It's now my great pleasure to introduce the chair of the Vancouver School Board, Adrian Montani.
Thank you very much. That's a very warm welcome. Thank you all very much for coming out today on a Sunday in support of our children. Thank you for taking the time on your weekend to once again stand up in defense of the services that our children need and the services their families need. Educational services, family support services, nutrition and income support services, recreational services, counseling. These are the services that are at stake and why we're out here today. This campaign is to say no more cuts to our schools and to our communities. This campaign brings together educators, social workers, families, students, neighborhood care, service providers, support workers in our schools. We are all here together today, supporting each other to affirm our commitment to our children's rights, their right to a quality public education, and their right to the supports and services they need to learn. We're here to remind ourselves and to remind our government that these rights are basic entitlements and that they are not or should not be conditional on a family's income or their ability to pay. So what are the threats we are facing and why are we here today? Firstly, there's the $3 million in cuts from the Ministry of Children and Family Development for school-based services, also referred to as the inner-city school funding. We are outraged that the provincial government has decided to take $3 million out of services for Vancouver's most vulnerable children and families, threatening our hot meals programs and our inner-city school programs and sports. Threatening the very existence of our community schools and threatening many of our secondary alternative programs for at-risk students. This is what's at stake. And then we put this $3 million in cuts in the context of another $9 million shortfall in provincial education funding for Vancouver schools this year. This shortfall arises from a pattern of downloading of provincially controlled costs, an unfunded teacher's contract, an unfunded wage increases for other employee groups, an imposed and unfunded increase to for medical services premiums, imposed and unfunded hydro rate increases, and downloaded increases in mandatory pension contributions. Those are all provincially controlled costs that we could be exempted from or we could be funded for. That's where the other $9 million shortfall is coming from. So now we're $12 million short. And put this $12 million that we are faced with cutting in the context of the 99, and you didn't hear me wrong, the $99 million in education services that have been cut out of the Vancouver school system over the past 12 years. And add in, because you'll often hear, oh, well, we have declining enrollment, so it doesn't cost as much. We have 4,000 more students than we did 12 years ago in Vancouver. And when you look at that picture, you have a stark and disturbing picture that raises the question, why do we have a government that says education is one of their highest priorities while it continues to download costs it refuses to pay for, forcing reductions to services to children, and inevitably hurting already vulnerable students and families the most. As one parent said the other night at another meeting like this, we shouldn't be here. We should be home enjoying our families. But we will not stay silent when lies are told. When the government says, when they say that they have increased education funding, that is only half the truth. And a half truth is also a half untruth. Lest you get confused by the spin, the recent provincial announcement of increased education funding is not new money. It is money that has been announced several times before, and it is already included in our budget projections. So we are not home with our families today because we are telling the other half of the story. We will be hearing today the true stories from all levels of the school system and from the community. Because remember, the cuts to the services in our schools are again only part of the picture. And that's why we are a broad coalition here today, because the cuts to community services, health services, and to the very incomes of the poorest families among us are happening simultaneously. And we will hear the truth of these stories today. So I thank you all for being here, for being witnesses to these stories. The next provincial budget will be announced in 2 days. We will be watching it to see how well our children are served in that budget. We have been told that we must be patient, that the needs of our children must wait for the economy to turn around. And we say, not good enough. Our children are growing up now, in this time, and we can afford to educate them, and we can afford to care for them. There are many ways that every one of us can provide direction to government to tell them as citizens and as taxpayers that we want our money invested in education and in services that protect the rights of the most vulnerable among us. And Hal will be telling you, as he said, about some of the ways that you can take action as the afternoon progresses. Our children need us to stand up, stand together in defense of all of their rights, to be educated and to be cared for to the best of our ability. They need us to tell the truth about what we see in our schools and in our communities. We are fighting to maintain the very fabric of a caring and a compassionate society. Thank you.